Hey guys, just want to let you know that today will be the last chapter released in 2023. I'll be picking up the chapters in January again, but until then, I'll be releasing some small stories here and there every week. And so, but other than that, enjoy. Chapter 24, Midnight Visit. Ice-cold night air made the curtains wave toward Abishah, who laid on her bed, covered with an enormous blanket, in the center of the room. Eyes wide open, she breathed steadily, staring at the concave ceiling above her. Exhaling, she uncovered herself and struck a match to light a candle. She stood at her window, peering out at the darkened city, houses illuminated by the moonlight. It was so quiet, so peaceful. So calm. She glared at it. Jealousy gnawed at her heart as she watched the streets be so peaceful, so free. The wind extinguished the candle, and she lit another, heading toward the door, nearly dropping the candle after coming face to face with Jack, who knelt just outside the door, wearing his assassin robes. She quickly slammed the door, now glaring at the floor and shaking her head. She blew out the candle and climbed back in her bed, closing her eyes. 30 seconds passed. 1 minute. 2 minutes. The image of Jack kneeling just outside the door could not escape her. She heard no sound of him leaving. Not that he would make any. He's just as silent as the night itself. Finally, she couldn't take it anymore. "What are you doing?" she asked in his head.
"Waiting."
"Waiting for what?"
"For you to let me in."
Jumping out of his mind, she opened her eyes and stared at the ceiling. Now time moved even more slowly, each moment seeming to crawl past the last one. Wind carried another round of cool air. She began to shiver. More agonizingly slow moments of staring at the ceiling, and she finally threw off her covers and stomped to the door, swinging it wide open. "Why are you here?"
"I couldn't think of any other way to contact you."
"Than to sit outside my door in the middle of the night?"
"When I started, it was still sunset. I had hoped you would sense me sitting there sooner."
"Well, I didn't." She began to shiver again from another burst of cold air. He lit a fire in his hand and began floating upward off of his knees, now standing straight. Gracefully landing on the floor, he held the fire in both hands. The fire, admittedly, was very warm and cozy. "I wanted to talk." "What do we have to talk about?"
"A lot, Bree." She held up a hand and shook her head, glaring. Sitting on the bed, she crossed her arms. "Abishah." He bowed his head and knelt again on the floor. A silent moment passed as the fire in his hand went out. Abisham's expression softened slightly. He dug his hand into the ground, grabbing a handful of clay. It melted into his hands as if it were made of mud and not rock and hard clay. He formed the handful of clay into a ball and held both hands under it. The clay ball grew orange, catching fire. From where he was holding it, it was large enough to feel its heat, but not too far to reach. Moments later, without her even noticing, Abishah stopped shivering. "You've been so distant. You refuse to talk to me. You've ignored me when I try and make contact.
And this confuses you?"
"Yes." He raised his voice, meeting her eyes. His dark eyes looked hurt and confused.
"I don't understand. All you've said is that I have no right to talk to you or be in your presence. How do you think I feel when I see the man I thought would be better, was supposed to be better than all the others, do the same thing that my father and brother do on a daily basis? You betrayed me."
"What do you mean I betrayed you? Are you talking about the assassinations?"
"You burned all those people, those innocent people."
Tears welled in her eyes, just saying the words. The fire in Jack's hands went out once again. His face sank.
"In the Colosseum,
The ball of clay, now simply glowing orange, illuminated both their faces. Another breeze tossed the curtains upward. They remained floating until the breeze faded.
"Why would you do that?"
Jack took a deep breath, his face half hidden from the leather mask. Setting the clay ball to the side, he reached up and pulled off the mask, revealing the burnt side of his face. Abisham saw this happen, but it still surprised her nonetheless. She gasped and turned away, tears welling in her eyes. "I never meant to do that. I never would have done that if I..." His hands clenched into tight fists, the leather on his gloves squeaking slightly. "I lost control." Abisham took a deep breath and decided to look in the eyes once more. When she looked, he was looking at the floor, eyes red and glowing. A tear dripped off his chin and onto his pants. "I didn't know I was that strong, and I didn't even know that I was using that power. I just..." Another tear fell onto his pants.
"Let it all out," he said through clenched teeth.
"When I realized what I had done..." He breathed sharply, huffing a breath. His face cringed and he cocked his head to the side. Finally, looking up, he met her eyes.
"Before I even processed what I did, everyone was dead."
More tears streamed down his cheek.
"And I..."
He shook his head slightly, keeping eye contact.
"I..."
He shook his head once more, looking down. He took off his glove and held out his hand. Without a second thought, she knelt down and took it. Immediately, they were no longer in her room. They were now in a black abyss with nothing but black liquid as far as the eyes could see. Reflecting light from a set of doors that were nearly blocked off with liquid, Jack looked directly at his reflection.
"I looked at myself..."
His red eyes filled with tears.
"All I saw was a monster. Nothing but a murdering, raging monster."
He looked up and met eyes with her.
"I can't see anything else. That's all I see," he said through clenched teeth. "It's what I am."
He released her hand, and their surroundings instantly faded to the room once again. Jack continued to look at the ground, sniffing periodically. His arms dropped to his lap. His hands open like he was holding something. Abisham shook her head and rushed to him. Wrapping her arms around his neck, she squeezed him tight, pressing her cheek against his.
"You're not a monster,"
she whispered. Jack began to weep, wrapping his arms around her as they both cried, illuminated only by the moonlight and the glowing ball of clay. And that's it. We'll continue the story in January. Have a great December, everybody.